Hello, everybody, and welcome again to the Weekly Hotspot. You know, this is the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. Now, I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com. And sultry co-host of tonight's Kinkify Sexy Fun.
Well, tonight's show dips into the realm of fantasy, and this is something that we've been really looking forward to. Fantasies are so sexy, aren't they? I think so. So I have a question for you. Are you all ready to get hot? Get your fantasy on, because this week will prove to be a spine-tingling and sexy show. So everyone, get ready to get hot. Welcome back, everyone. I think we're going to delve right into some sexy fantasy talk. I love that phone sex allows us a platform to share our fantasies. I think that that's so wonderful. There's fantasy and then there's reality. Sometimes the two mesh together. And when that happens, it can be magical. But more often than not, fantasy is best kept separate from reality. So let's talk a little bit about the fantasy world and just everything that it takes to be able to share your fantasies with someone else.
Now, I for one know that personally, there are few pastimes more enjoyable than taking the time to indulge in a full-blown, detail-oriented, sexy-as-hell fantasy.
Nice.
I mean, I know I can never, ever live without real-time play, but I also know that the amazing experiences I have had are often so spine-tingling because they revolve around fantasies that I've had for years. My kinky escapades wouldn't be half as awesome if I wasn't one of the greatest mental porn directors in the history of ever, at least in my personal opinion. And I think that's the true beauty of a sexy fantasy. If your imagination is half as intense as your sex drive, you can create your own tailor-made mental porno with every sultry detail focused around you and your playmate. We get to pick our stars, our outfits or lack thereof, and all the kinky details in between that just so happen to rock our world.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's really true, and I love the thought of it being mental porn, because it really, really is. And I love, there's another part to fantasies that I love. I just love what it is to actually tell someone a fantasy. Because your fantasies are probably the most intimate, most vulnerable parts of you. And there's no one that you can tell them to. It's not like you say to the guys at the office, hey, guess what I've been thinking of? Sucking some cock and eating some cum. You? What'd you do this weekend? No, you can't do that. It doesn't happen. So the fantasies that you have are very personal, and they often go unexplored, except in your own mind. So there's that feeling of mental porn. And I guess as a mistress who deals with lots of fantasies, the part that I really love is the almost confession part of it, the telling of the secrets. It's amazing because with just a few words, you know, I can learn about that little secret part of you that very, very few, if any, other people know. It's so very intimate. And then we have it. We have that special connection, and we can do, really, we can just go anywhere with that, can't we? It's absolutely incredible, because from there on, I can create a very visual, very stimulating, very sensuous and sensory kind of experience, bringing in a little bit of everything, what you would see, hear, smell, taste, touch, smell. I mean, we can do anything with fantasy. We can just create it. I think it's absolutely, absolutely incredible to share secrets. And for me, you know, to get you to that point, we are in the throes of passion with that incredible headspace kind of swirling around, begging and telling me more and just confessing what those desires are and letting me meet those needs. Or not, because just because you confess something, it doesn't always mean you'll get what you want. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, fantasies are incredible things, and being able to share them can be almost cathartic and healthy. And I think it's really good to talk about your fantasies and, you know, your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, all of those things are so very, very important to me.
Oh, yeah. See, I can agree with that completely. I know that when I've shared fantasies of mine with a few of my playmates, it just makes my heart race like nothing else. And hearing all those naughty, naughty confessions, it just doesn't get much more fun than that when you know you've got your playmate wrapped around your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have to say, I think that fantasies are especially great in the realm of BDSM play. I think that vanilla fantasies are very, very fun. You can add a lot more detail to it, but
yeah,
this lifestyle, I mean, it's hardly something that anyone could really fit neatly into a box. I think it offers a lot more. There are so many fun fetishes to explore, and numerous experience levels from simply curious to a full-blown expert. So I think that some particular kinks can be equally intriguing and intimidating to a total newbie or even an experienced player just looking to dive into something new.
Mm.
In my eyes, the realm of fantasy offers a safe, ooh, and very, very sexy escape for so many different types of kinksters. It could be the closet sissy, afraid to venture out on her first real shopping trip. Or, you know, the wannabe cum eater who dreams of lapping up a load for me, but is still too nervous to go for it when the time comes.
Uh-huh.
Now, oh, yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And the next point that I want to make, I know you have some experience with, Miss Delia.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we had a delightfully adorable subby come to us with a fantasy of taking a big black strap-on cock, only to realize that their only lightly experienced ass can't just take a thick 9-incher yet, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about safety.
That's right. And I know that ladies like you and I, we practice safe play, but that never means that we're about to skimp out on any of the fun. And so, in the realm of fantasy, we can just as easily have one of our playmates finger that sweet hole and tease the hell out of him with the thought of a huge dildo ramming his ass. And still, it's perfectly safe, explored sexy and safe, and you get all the details that you can ever possibly want.
Mm-hmm. Imagination is an amazing thing, and there is so much that you can do. But there's one key point to sharing fantasies. I think trust is one of the most important things. When a man is able to share his fantasies with a woman, it really just shows how much he trusts her. Maybe he's sharing something with me that he's never shared with anyone else. And like Miss Marilyn said, maybe it's you want some anal play or to eat that cum or to be completely teased and denied or maybe find out what it's like to be a cuckold or be locked up in chastity or even deal with some erotic or not so erotic humiliation. Or it could be a really hardcore, very sexy, hardcore fantasy. That takes trust between mistress and her caller, that absolutely takes trust to be able to share and to give that over to your mistress, because that lets me get inside your head, figuring out what your deepest fears are, what the hot buttons are, and all the little subtleties to those secrets. So I think that it really, once you have that trust, it can bring a man to his knees, knowing that a beautiful, intelligent, strong mistress knows the secret him, you know, that hidden person that no one else sees, that he's finally allowed himself to be vulnerable. And, you know, I really do have this feeling that most people live in fear, in a way, that most people just have this great concern, this great fear, that one day everyone will find out just what that fantasy is. Maybe they have a small penis. Maybe, you know, they have a thing for panties. Maybe they really want to eat that cum, but, you know, what can you do? But when you finally say it out loud, when you write it to me in an email or we have a sexy text about it, I know what buttons to push and I know how to give you those great triggers right into subspace. And that's where I want you to be, because that's part of the real secret, that deep down inside, you want someone to know your secret. You want someone to know just who you really are.
Oh, my, Miss Delia, I think I have a few secrets I'm going to have to share with you now.
Well, I think we'll take a little break and maybe you and I can share some of our fantasies. If you are in communitykink.com in the chat room, why don't you write your fantasies down in the room? You know, we'll see what the sexy things are in here if someone wants to share a fantasy. And then when we come back, Miss Marilyn is going to wow us with her fantasy sex toy reviews. See you in a few.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, tonight I definitely have a sex toy review that I am way, way too chipper about. See, you know, one might think that it could be difficult to find a sex toy fit for a dream, but you know that this mistress always has a trick up her sleeve, and of course, that includes the buzz about the Jimmy Jane Form 3 vibrator from stockroom.com.
Nice.
Oh, yes. I am really loving these Jimmy Jane vibes, and this one is just one of my favorites out of the whole collection. I think it is very sleek. It's a silicone vibe that is actually shaped almost like a tongue, which is definitely kinky in its own right. It features a delightful little divot toward the tip that is great for hugging and teasing the sensitive tip of a man's cock, or for perfectly hugging your mistress's most precious and sensitive bits. Hint, hint.
Love it.
Now, I think our guys should try using this vibe alone to add some delightfully buzzy sensations to our next stroking session that they pair with a decadent fantasy. And even better, when they're at home, they can slip it between themselves and their lover during their next point fest to intensify the stimulation between the two of you. Now, here's something that I adore about this vibrator. The touchpad near the base of the toy is so sleek, tiny, and simple. It makes it very easy to cycle through the vibration patterns and speeds just with the touch of the fingertip, and that adds some sexy simplicity to what I personally consider a truly brilliant design. And the beauty of this toy, it is both waterproof and rechargeable. You can have an adventure in the shower and never have to worry about running out of batteries. And the charger is a sleek white basin cord. It really looks just as luxurious as the toy itself, and that is certainly saying something. So, last but not least, we get to choose from a feminine pink color or a sultry, gorgeous slate gray. And I just want to remind everybody, You want to make sure to only use water-based lubricant with a stunning silicone toy to keep it in great shape for our next sexy play date.
You know, I have to tell you, Miss Marilyn, I checked out this toy. It's not one that I currently have, but I will tell you, oh yeah, it looks soft and small, but just perfect. And I love that it's silicone, and I love, love, love kind of the divot in the middle of it. It really does look like a tongue. And the charging base, that little white cube, very cool. Very sexy.
Gotta love it.
You absolutely do. Thank you so much for a wicked toy review. I hope lots of people will run out and get that. And we'll take a break. And when we come back, we have our Enchantrix Empire Spotlight. Have you been spotlighted this week? Stick around and find out. Welcome back, everyone. It is time for the Enchantrix Empire Spotlight. Now, each week, you know Miss Marilyn and I spotlight a few things in EE. Maybe it's a group, a poll, or a newly enchanted member. And you never know. You might be spotlighted, too. And remember, you surely can ask for something you are doing to be spotlighted. Miss Marilyn, why don't you take it away with the first one?
Well, this week, I think that we just have the perfect poll to fit in with our show. We had a poll from Miss Melanie, and she had asked, your phone conversations with the mistresses, are they also your reality? Would you ever go there with your fantasies? And I truly adored this question. It really proposes a great thought as to just how incredible fantasies can be and how, you know, sometimes I think our wonderful subbies and playmates want their fantasies to blend with reality. They eventually want to go out there and suck a real cock or have that shopping trip. And I think also sometimes a lot of them feel safer just keeping it in the realm of fantasy. So I thought that it was really great that she asked this question, and it truly sparked some incredible conversation.
Yeah, I thought so, too. It was very interesting. And, you know, I thought it was cool that just about a quarter of the responses that answered, would you really go there? Have you gone there? Were the answer, yes, my fantasies are real. They always have been. And then another 18% said, well, I'm just starting to make my fantasies my reality with the help of a mistress. And then 12% said, I'm really considering going there with some of my phone sex fantasies. So I think, you know, when you look at that, that's pretty incredible. That's over half. Over half are either somewhere in reality or seriously taking it into reality. And then only 18% said, yeah, no, not for now or no, never. But you're right, the discussions were absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. I don't know.
Well, you know, I got to say, as much as I did love that poll, you know that I am quite the spank happy mistress. And so,
oh, yeah.
We had another poll this week, which is from our gorgeous Miss Christine. I adore Miss Christine. And she proposed the question, do you like impact play? Oh, my. I know. I certainly do. We had some great options, barehanded spanking, paddles, wooden spoons, rulers, and then getting a little more hardcore with the whips and the floggers. Caning was never so much my thing. That's actually one that's just a tinge hardcore for my personal liking, but give me a flogger in my hand and I will totally give someone a good whipping if they're begging me for it.
Oh, yes. That was a very, very sexy poll. And It was kind of hot because 91% of all the people who responded to that poll, whether it was from bare hand, wooden spoons, whips, canes, or it doesn't matter as long as I'm over her knee, 91% said that they like some form of impact play. And only 9% of our Enchantrix Empire members said no, not really so much into it. And I love, there was someone, I think it was Cal, who shared, my first session with a dom, I could touch if I wanted to. The headmistress was training one of her apprentices, she says, and it was an interesting experience. I grew to love being used during training sessions, being treated as an object and talked about in the third person. Now that's fantasy fodder right there. And I love her description when Cal says she had me bend over a medical table, one of those with the stirrups stashed underneath, and proceeded to lay out her collection of about 10 to 12 canes on the table. She reviewed the pluses and minuses of each, what were her favorites, and the benefits and drawbacks of various materials, quite a collection, from rattan to synthetics. She actually had a candy cane, and she was discoursing about her toys, and I was so giddy, thinking, there are so many mistresses and regulars in the chat room who would so appreciate this. And then she tells us a little bit more. Really, I love that sharing of a real fantasy, you know, when a fantasy becomes reality. When she proceeded to administer the caning, I could see in a mirror and I could watch her swing. She was just barely going at it, giving about 20%, and it was all that I could take. I couldn't imagine a 100% swing, what it would be like, and I can understand why caning is such a feared punishment in some places in the world. I thought that was a fantastic response to the poll. Very thorough. We've got some sexy members who really love to tell us everything. But I'm with you, Miss Marilyn. I just like giving impact play because it certainly is fun.
Oh, yes. And see, I can't help but think that the funniest part of it is I often like to tease my subbies when I have their beautiful cheeks bouncing as my paddle takes another little swing. I know how much they would love to watch those cheeks of mine bounce, but they're just not gonna get it to happen.
Exactly. I love that. There was a really cool poll done by Miss Gemma that I liked too, that talked about random acts of kindness. Because this is something kind of really out of the fantasy realm, and you can be, how do I want to say it? You can actually, submissive men who are always looking for a mistress to tell them what to do often forget that you can take your own submission and kind of be in charge of it, that you can really, you know, work that submission completely. And it's incredible. So anyway, yeah, that's what makes it so damn hot, I would have to say. And I don't know, what did you think about that one, Miss Marilyn?
Well, you know, I think random acts of kindness are a beautiful thing, and I like that you said that. I mean, a submissive man can just as easily start opening doors to a lady as she's walking into an establishment. You know, there are so
exactly
many simple things and ways that a man can offer to help a lady out and be a gentleman that can, you know, really give him that secret little tickle. Maybe it'll grow into something more, maybe it won't, but it's always nice to have in the moment. And I think that my favorite thing about this poll, random acts of kindness. Has anyone sent Nair to bookie?
Nair to the bookstore. I just think that that's fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That made me giggle so much. And I just to top it off, I think always doing a kind thing is a great thing, whether it's helping out, you know, a cute little old lady with her groceries, opening a door for someone, teasing the boys with an extra skimpy bikini on the beach, I still consider that a good deed, but that's just my personal view.
You consider that a good deed. That's pretty hot.
No, you know, I think after that delightful poll, did we have a blog this week that just tickled us pink, Miss Delia?
Oh, yes, we did.
No.
Oh, yes, we did. Saint really rocked the house with this poll. And when you think about fantasies that men have, I think all of these, this top 10 of the last things that any woman would ever say, it was pretty damn perfect. I have to tell you, I loved it. And let's give the examples. So in Saint's poll of the last 10 things any woman would ever say, number 10, I'm wrong. You must be right again. That is every man's fantasy, isn't it?
Oh, it would make things so much simpler for the men in our lives, wouldn't it?
It would.
You know, number 9, I don't think I've ever asked, does this make my butt look too small?
Oh, Miss Marilyn, your butt is so cute.
Oh, I have a little bit of junk in the trunk, but it's all in the right places. I love it.
Hell yes, it is.
Oh.
Number 8. Wow, it really is 14 inches. Can I just laugh out loud at that one?
See, I had to comment about that and tell Saint that I actually have said that. It was actually when I opened my last mail order that arrived at my door. Guess what I'm talking about?
Oh, that very special dildo?
Oh, who told you? Yes, it was.
And it really was 14 inches?
Well, maybe it was only 13 and a half, but I'm just being modest.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we have number 7 up next, and no woman would ever say, I don't want to put my lips on that thing unless I get to swallow.
Oh. Or number 6, this diamond, oh my God, it's way too big. Right?
Impossible. Simply impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Or number 5, please don't throw away that old t-shirt. The holes in the armpits are just too cute.
Yeah. Yeah, we're more likely to make those things disappear. I have no idea where your sexy old armpit hole t-shirt went. No idea. How about number 4? Hey, get a whiff of that one.
Mm.
Oh, no.
No more axe sprays, please, no.
No.
Oh, but then there's number 3. I think hairy butts are really, really sexy.
And yes, Bookie, we are talking about you. And then go ahead and leave the seat up. It's easier for me to douche that way. No. Put the seat down.
Oh, those men. And then there's number 1. Could our relationship be more physical? I'm tired of just being friends.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I mean, what else is there to say other than that? So thank you, Saint. You've been hot spotted. That was a fantastic top 10. And we are going to take just a little break, and then we'll come back for some sexy fun.
Welcome back, everybody. Since we have a delightfully sexy fantasy show tonight, you know what it's time for, don't you? It is stroking time. So, we mistresses came up with a song for you to enjoy and stroke to while you fantasize all about us. So let's all have a few minutes of stroking and fantasy pleasure. But absolutely no coming.
Could we challenge them with a really long song?
Huh?
I think we'll put on a long song to challenge them.
A long song to challenge them?
Uh-huh. A long song.
Make them edge.
We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. I hope your wrists and hands are not too stressed out now. Go ahead and just shake them out and drop everything. We've got some jokes and fun stuff for you. And we're going to just laugh and take all that sexy stroking sensation away from you now. Mistress giveth and mistress taketh.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
Well, tonight I have a joke that resonates with the vegetarian in my heart. The question is, what do tofu and a dildo have in common?
Oh, do tell.
Wow, they're both meat substitutes.
Oh, yes, they are. So true. Yeah, more so with the dildo than tofu, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I kind of like tofu.
Me too.
Anywho, we could do a whole show on that. All right, I have one. What do a good employee and a lousy lover have in common?
Do tell.
They're both always coming early.
Too true. Way too true. Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is sex like a game of bridge?
I don't know.
Well, you either need a good partner or a good hand.
Wow. I like it. Well, how about this one? Why is sex like riding a bike? You have to keep pumping if you want to get anywhere.
Yes, pump harder, pump faster.
Uh-huh. Well, when I get my adult tricycle with a sexy basket in the back so I can carry, you know, maybe a dog or something, or groceries, I'm going to be very, very happy a mistress, I'll tell you. It's on the list. It's on the list.
Oh, I love that. Well, I do have a little story that I'm going to have to tell you, though.
Okay.
You see, a husband and wife are trying to set up a new password for their computer. So the husband puts the term, my penis. And the wife falls on the ground laughing because on the screen it says, error. Not long enough.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. I've got one for you, too. There was an old couple who was laying in bed. The man turns and tells the woman, if you want to have sex, pull on my dick once. If you don't want to have sex, pull on my dick 100 times.
That should get him done.
Yeah, that should be fine for the old man. That should be it. So these were great jokes this week. And if you would like to have one of your favorite jokes featured on a weekly hotspot show, just send it to us at kinkclassroom@enchantrixempire.com, and we will feature your funnies.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time for a little bit of schedule news for Miss Marilyn. Now, I love keeping to my regular hours as much as I can. They really are just great hours for naughty fun. And that is 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern all week that I'm available for your sexy calls, except for Mondays and Fridays. But any changes will be updated daily at kinkadvisor.com/schedule. So, if you're looking for Miss Marilyn, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned to my schedule page. And, of course, you can always drop me a line by emailing me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com so we can have a sexy little chat even while I'm away.
I hear ya. And, you know, closing on a house, hopefully by the end of the month, it's taking a little longer than I thought. Is bringing on its own sets of stresses. So my schedule is updated through the end of March. So I really want everyone to check my begformistress.com blog. Just look on the schedule tab and you'll have a great idea of when I will be around. But if you need something special, if you need a special time and you want to know if I can make that happen for you, well, just go ahead and send me an email over at Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. And you know what? I will answer you, because if I can make your fantasy come true, ooh, I am right there. If I'm available, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you make it sound far too tempting, Miss Delia. Well, it is that time, but I have had so much freaking fun tonight. Thank you for tuning in for a spanking good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of daydreams and fantasies. Have a sexy evening, and I will catch you next Friday.
And this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for the recaps and sexinesses of all of our shows, and maybe even hints for next week's show. Remember to be back here at 7 p.m. Eastern next Friday, and everyone, have a hot and sexy week.